Deputy National Security Advisor says there are some sticking points. Still,
we share the assessment that many areas of difference that previously existed have been narrowed, that we believe we are closer than we have been.
On CBS's Face the Nation, John Viner added this is an extremely delicate situation.
The mantra that nothing is agreed until everything is agreed really does apply, and we do not yet have an agreement in place.
Viner also says the U.S. has cautioned Israel to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza as it steps up combat operations. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Russia launched several waves of drone attacks on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv overnight for the second night in a row, stepping up its assaults on the city after a pause of several weeks. Some senators are pushing for a multi-billion-dollar aid package that bundles money for Israel, Ukraine, and the southern border. Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have to get it done by the end of the year. We have to pass the supplemental request, which includes desperately needed military assistance for Ukraine, support for Israel, humanitarian assistance.
Vice President Kamala Harris was among the officials today announcing the reopening of a section of Interstate 10 in L.A.
Angelinos, I would just say this. Tomorrow, the commute is back on, and happy Thanksgiving. There's so much to be thankful for.
An arson fire closed a section of the highway last week. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Nicole Comstock on the search for a suspect.
He's described as a 6-foot-tall man in his 30s with black hair. He has a big knee brace on his right leg and burn injuries on his left leg.
An endorsement of Donald Trump today by Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Join me in giving a Texas-sized welcome to President Donald J. Trump, the former and future president of the United States of America.
The beginning of Thanksgiving week in the East will be rainy, and it will be a snowy holiday for some, says National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
The system that's going to be affecting the central, the eastern United States over the next several days, mostly rain. There is some potential for snow to begin as snow across northern New York State, northern New England.
Some parts of upstate New York could get freezing rain or even heavy snow on Wednesday into Thanksgiving Day. The U.S. Army has been sending letters to about 2,000 soldiers that it kicked out for refusing to get a COVID-19 shot, asking them to come back. The letter says they can get their military records corrected, and if they want to get back into their uniform, check with a recruiter. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Plans to expand part of Interstate 94 in Milwaukee are reigniting a debate over the environment. Mike Mohn has more on a new study that suggests narrower traffic lanes could lessen the environmental impact of new road projects.
Research from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health was more focused on urban roadways with speed limits of around 35 miles an hour. Dr. Shima Hamidi helped lead the study, which says switching from lane widths between 12 and 11 feet, long the norm, down to 9 feet helps reduce traffic collisions. She says it also leaves more room for options that don't involve vehicles.
It also will help many people to switch from driving to other modes of transportation, such as biking and walking, which could results in greenhouse gas emission reductions from transportation.
The study notes that with narrower lanes, people won't feel compelled to drive as fast and will be more alert. Hamidi says while this approach might slow traffic, past research shows minimal effects. That means these changes wouldn't cancel out environmental benefits. Hamidi also notes that transportation planners and engineers have expressed liability concerns, but she says her team's study is one of the first to give cities and states firm data on the traffic safety side, showing that skinnier lanes are more effective.
We are getting more and more interest from transportation planners, mostly at the local level. Cities are eager and interested to really see how this could be implemented.
Hamidi says the next steps involve more research to quantify some of the other impacts, including air pollution. The study issued this month analyzed nearly 1,200 streets in 7 cities around the U.S. The findings come amid a gradual increase in pedestrian fatalities over the past decade. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
36 tonight, under cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 44 tomorrow, overcast skies, scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night, 38 overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hi, this is Luann Bird, and you're listening to Bird on a Wire, where we are having conversations about hope, civility, and action. Thank you for listening on the Civic Media Network. Hello, friends. Welcome to Bird on a Wire, hosted by Civic Media. I'm here today. By the way, we have conversations about hope, civility, and action. And today I'm going to add the word music in there because my guests are Rebecca Alwyn and I have Barbara Park from the Raging Grannies here in Madison. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
So tell us, what does the Raging Grannies do? Or you could, you know, sing it, whatever.
Do you want to start with a song, Barb?
We could.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to start with a song because this is kind of tells us what you do.
Introduces us a little bit.
Okay.
We're amateurs.
Okay.
Here but we go. It works.
We're the Raging Grannies and we rage against a war. Years of grief we've seen from killing makes us wise old troubadours. Laugh at our granny fashion, but please join us, we implore. We rage to end all war. No more military action. We declare dissatisfaction with those who profit from the sale of drones and nukes and guns. We rage to end all war. We put away our knitting, tucked our grandkids into bed, throw on our shells and aprons, put our hats upon our heads. We march with those determined not to let oppression spread. We rage to end all war. No more militarization. We are raging at our nation for using up our taxes to destroy, exploit, and kill. We rage to end all war.
That might be enough.
Well, thank you. That's enough. And why don't you tell me where you sing? So the Raging Grannies, what is your mission? What do you guys do?
Well, we sing against war, obviously, and for all kinds of social justice issues, which encompasses a huge amount. Justice toward our planet, justice towards every being that lives on our planet.
Safety, like no guns.
Absolutely.
Gun control.
Right. Raging Grannies International got its start on the far west side of Canada when some women of a certain age decided that they really needed to have a visible protest against nuclear submarines from the United States being housed in their local Victoria, Canada harbor. So they got in kayaks and they made signs and then got into kayaks and were there protesting. yeah, they rowed out
or
to the
paddled out
where the nuclear subs were and had fire hoses turned on them. Wow. So that was the first group. We call groups of Raging Grannies gaggles.
And we wear hats. And that they, when they went to the legislature, they decided to go as, you know, very respectable elderly women. So the hats and shawls and gloves they even wore, which we don't, but so we wear aprons. And we have more or less a uniform of aprons and fancy hats and with lots of buttons and shawls.
So it's all about justice.
Yes.
So when did you tell me, each of you, when did you join? How long have you been
a raging granny?
Yeah, since somewhere in the end of 2003 or early 2004, somewhere in there.
So what prompted that? What prompted you to join?
Well, I had retired, and I happened to catch them at the Lanterns for Peace event, and I knew several of the people in it and was interested. And then one of my friends, I'm also a choir director, and somebody in my choir, Rosemary Lester, was in the grannies, and she said, "You have to come and you have to direct." And I said, "I can't come walk into a group and direct." Now, we were quite small at that point, and I made it through about half a rehearsal before I started directing.
Okay, wow. What about you?
Well,
Rebecca,
the first really political involvement that I had was doing door-to-door knocking from Russ Feingold in 2008, and that got me a little bit acquainted with the Middleton Action Team, which was one of the Obama for America teams that then became Organizing for America, and one of the women on that team told me about the Raging Grannies, and by then it was the tail end of 2010. She said, "We are doing an event where we're trying to persuade the newly elected governor not to put the kibosh on the trains." So that was the very first event that I heard Raging Grannies sing. And by a month later, I had gone into my personal collection of hats and I found an apron and sang with the grannies in January of 2011. It just happened. I didn't join because of that nameless former governor. But, you know, there was all kinds of political activity in 2011 and 2012 and 2013.
And especially at the Capitol. A lot of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I sang at the Noontime Solidarity Sing-Along, as many Raging Grannies did. In that first year, I can remember wearing polar fleece under my granny hat and wearing my apron over my winter coat, and we were quite a presence at the Capitol in those years.
Well, the train didn't happen, did it?
No. They wasted all kinds of money that had already been spent, and Wisconsin did not get the federal money for the train service.
Yeah, it cost Wisconsin a lot of money to back out of that.
Because they had paid for, they'd ordered a lot.
Right.
They'd cars and materials for the tracks, and it was all bought and paid for and then wasted.
Yeah. And the grannies got to sing at the big rally. And that was so cool because we were standing up at the Capitol and you could see people as in any direction, as far as you could see. So probably one of the high points of my life is leading that crowd and singing.
I think you're remembering 2016 when a certain nameless former president was inaugurated that weekend.
Oh, no. This was 2010.
This was before
you joined.
Okay.
This was the union, the teachers.
Yes, the union
vote.
The union.
And that was highly, highly participated in. A lot of people showed up for that.
Oh, yes.
And again,
it was amazing.
It didn't pass. All of that political pressure. I said this when I was running for public office. I said, you don't make a grandma mad, you know? You're asking for trouble there. So here we are. We didn't get a couple of those big things through that we all wanted. So how else do you work and what else do you do? Because I think you're quite active, aren't you?
We're busy. Yeah. We're very busy. Mm-hmm.
We sing at the farmer's market every other Saturday through the, you know, all
in
of
the summer?
The summer, yeah, fall, as long as the weather holds out and the market holds out.
Right. I think that the grannies are hoping to sing for at least one more farmer's market on the square in Madison. What we often say is we sing where we're invited and sometimes where we're not invited.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Do you think it spurs people? How do you think people react to your singing? Besides, it's hilarious sometimes.
We get lots of positive reactions, and sometimes when you're out in the public, you get negative ones. But we try to have conversations with those people, all those people, the positive and the negative.
We think songs and humor make these difficult issues far more accessible. And we think we make ourselves more approachable for people. It's always a lot easier to approach somebody with a smile on their face than somebody who looks really angry.
Right. Humor is a great leveler.
Mm-hmm. You bet. It sure is.
So some of our songs do get on the serious side, but we try to inject humor in most of them.
Which is very difficult to do. If you've ever tried to write humor, you quickly learn how very difficult it is.
It's not my thing, but I love it when other people do it, for sure. So I met these ladies, for those of you listening. I was at the Democratic Convention, and I was sitting there taking a little break in the lobby, and this woman comes up and sits down next to me like she owned the world. She says, "You're Lou Ann Bird, aren't you?"
I think I said the famous Lou Ann Bird.
I think you did. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's me." And then she said, I would like to get to know you or something. Let's talk. I followed your race or something. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Can you? And then, you know, it's always a pleasure to hang out with people like me, raging grandmas, who don't sing, but, you know, I do want to change things for our grandchildren. I want to see a better political world. And like you said, being able to talk and smile and find where we have that common agreement. And music is a great way, that's for sure. So, you're also like involved in issues too. How, like, you're a member of the League of Women Voters or something?
I am.
Oh, both of you are?
Yeah, okay. We have quite a few of the grannies. Certainly not all, but quite a few are members of the League and members of other groups. I know one of our grannies was with Lou Ann this morning at the Capitol with the Moms Demand Action Group.
That's right. I came down today. Mm-hmm.
And we have some people who are active in WILF.
What's WILF?
Women's International League of Peace and Freedom.
Okay.
Who were our original progenitors.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where the grannies in Madison got started, was a small group of women from the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. I think there were less than five.
That was a small group.
That started in 2003. And then Barb caught wind of the group just a few months later.
Do you guys get involved in elections?
We try to be, I don't know if you'd call it apolitical, but
I'd say issue-oriented.
Issue-oriented, yes.
Okay. Definitely prefer to focus on issues rather than candidates. However, we have sung specifically for some specific candidates.
There are exceptions.
And any Republican who agrees with the range of issues that we care passionately about, we might sing for them. I'd say we'd probably sing for them because it'd be pretty interesting.
You bet. So what issues do the grannies care about?
Oh, wow.
Environment, peace, justice, gun control.
Fair maps.
Fair maps.
Yeah, I was just at the League discussions this month are about the really concerning, dire state of funding for public education in Wisconsin. And we listened to a presentation by Julie Underwood and Julie Mead, who are both very involved statewide in education issues, both K through 12 and higher ed. Interestingly, they said, "We are not going to make any progress on better funding for public education until we have fair voting maps and we can hold our legislators accountable." So back to your question about, you know, you said, Lou Ann, justice issues. Mm-hmm. We really, really care about what's good for communities. So we are very much about care for children, you know, about providing an environment in our communities where people can grow and thrive and feel safe.
Oh, feel safe. That's a big one.
Yep.
If you don't feel safe, it's pretty hard to enjoy.
Yeah, we've sung for some of the kids.
Did you?
Anti-gun protests.
Is that right? Yeah,
they're great.
We are pretty passionate about gun safety. And we're pretty passionate about women's rights and reproductive rights.
Okay.
You know, the things that trigger our passions can change just as issues change and what's come to the forefront in politics changes.
Do you find it troubling, like I do, that, you know, we've been around a while, we're grannies, and then all of a sudden, some of those rights we had have been taken away and are very much threatened right now.
Yes.
So here we are supposed to be progressing in life and as a society progressing in life, and it doesn't feel like we are in some areas.
Oh, no, we're going backwards big time.
In some areas, but I will say that the Supreme Court decision, which knocked down Roe v. Wade, really, really energized a lot of teenage people with uteruses, uteri.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really energized a lot of people who care about women being able to get adequate health care during their childbearing years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been extremely interesting to me when we are out in public dressed as goofy looking grannies with our aprons and our political buttons all over our aprons and our hats that are dripping flowers and political buttons and sometimes crocheted uteri. And we young women come up to us and we have really bonded, as often happens in families, that it skips a generation and that, you know, people who are just coming into their adult years or kind of spreading their wings in their young adult years are very inclined to listen to their grandmothers.
That's, you know, you're good. You guys are just such a perfect example of what I've been trying to do. When I got the call to run for public office last year, or 2 years ago already now, almost, you know, it was like, yes, I'm going to get in there and try to change things and bring civility to the process and give people hope. And that's what you do just by, you know, you bring your talents of singing and humor and activism at our age, which is what we're about, to the table and to our young people. And I think you're just such a perfect example of that. And I want to thank you for that, because it's all about action. If you sit home, right, and you don't do anything, it's easy to feel hopeless about things.
Absolutely. Right? It gets lonely.
Yeah, there's something about, and I think we keep accumulating new grannies, which is wonderful. But I think a common sentiment was that people feel helpless about doing anything that they see around them that they need to change. But when you get together as a group, like the grannies, then you feel more empowered to actually get your voice out there. And we have a wonderful sisterhood, too, of supporting one another so that we don't get bogged down in depression and anger as to what's going on. You have a vehicle for expressing it.
Mm-hmm. Taking action is power, and you guys are, again, a classic action example of that. But tell me, what is it that brings you hope?
Well, right now, I'm very hopeful that we have a Supreme Court that will take a fair look at quite a number of issues that have been backlogged for the last 12 or 13 years when we didn't feel like we had a fair court. We are going to be traveling from Madison to Darlington, Wisconsin, which is a bit of a drive, and singing for people that are coming together with concern about gerrymandering and are, as Barb said, working together as a group for Fair Maps. So we actually have a song about that if you want to hear it.
Well, we have about 4 minutes to our break. So
okay.
Is it less than four?
Or yes.
I'm sure you can control
it's short.
That.
It's short.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All around our fair state, districts are gerrymandered, boundary strong to favor some. Other votes are squandered. Extremists rule, ignoring us. Big donors by their affection. This is not good governing. We need fair elections. Majority won the governor's seat. Lame duck started squawking. Abuse of power, we must stop. Our choices, they are mocking. Neutral and fair redistricting would fix these rigged elections. Use your voice and claim your power. We need fair elections. Wisconsin's constitution says contiguous compact districts. A lawsuit at our Supreme Court can end these gerrymander tricks. Neutral and fair redistricting, no more threats or backhanding. New district lines must soon be drawn. Fair maps are what we're demanding.
I have to admit, that felt great. I could join you in singing. It was pretty easy.
Yeah, we tend to use common songs. And then we,
right.
Rebecca's one of our great, of several wonderful writers
yes.
that come up with words.
Great ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, the singing part's a little easier than the writing lyrics
part. I'm sure. I'm sure. I have a grandson that would be great at it, though. You know, it's, some people have it. That's not my talent, but that was really great.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter died this afternoon at her home in Plains, Georgia. The Carter Center said she died peacefully, with family by her side. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Rosalynn Carter broke new ground in her role as First Lady. She was not just a private advisor to her husband. She was a political partner in the White House.
I like to know what's going on. Jimmy has always involved me.
She sat in on cabinet meetings as well as briefings from the National Security Council. She even acted as his emissary abroad, mostly on visits to Latin America. But not everyone appreciated her power and influence.
It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what he does. We're going to be criticized. You just have to have confidence.
And Rosalynn Carter was confident as well as tough. That's why White House reporters dubbed her the Steel Magnolia.
She was married for 77 years to Jimmy Carter, longer than any presidential couple. CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Badgers win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Nebraska jumped out to a 14-point lead in the first half, but the Wisconsin Badgers battled back to send the game into overtime and get the win, 24-17. Braylon Allen with a 3-yard run to score the winning touchdown, ending a 3-game losing streak. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Well, winning's a whole different feeling, so...
I wasn't kidding. I mean, you guys have seen me the last couple weeks. You've seen me on the Monday press conferences, and it's been a stretch, you know, on all of us. I think, you know, every kid in that locker room, every coach in our program, and to get a win tonight, it's so great. I mean, it's deep. It's deep.
Wisconsin travels to Minnesota next week. NBA, the Bucks with a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Milwaukee scoring in 7 of their last 9 possessions to get the win in the fourth quarter. Adrian Griffin.
No, your fourth quarter got to be your best quarter, especially when you're playing a terrific team like Dallas.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
36 tonight, under cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 44 tomorrow, overcast skies, scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night. 38, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop. They're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up.
Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee.
Call 262-696-6620 or log on to vapewalkie.com to find more.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bird on a Wire, hosted by Civic Media. We are having conversations about hope, civility, and action. And I thank you to our listeners and to our producers for making this happen. We are talking today with Rebecca
Alwyn,
and we have
Barbara Park,
no S. So tell me. Hope, civility, and action.
Okay.
They think they have something for me here.
Well, another group effort song from our Raging Granny Gaggle. It's got, I think, 5 verses of this is more than enough, Barb.
Yeah. Do you want to skip one?
I'm a little nervous about this, but okay. It's something about civility.
Well, you can just cut us off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I'll cut you off.
Yeah.
If I need to.
Yeah. And this is typical of picking a common tune that everybody knows.
Okay.
So.
This land is our land together. And when we share it, It just gets better when we look out for our friends and neighbors. That's what America should be. This land has people of all religions. We're all Americans beneath diverse skins. If you wear headscarves or hold a rosary, this land was made for you and me. This land is queer folk and newly here folk, female and male folk, dark skinned and pale folk, with our commitment to love and liberty. We'll remake this land for you and me. From many countries, we brought traditions, and we can share them here in Wisconsin. For we're together in peace and harmony. This land was made for you and me. This land holds some truths to be self-evident, that inequality is un-American. We live together and we can all be free when this land achieves its destiny.
Oh, that was great. That's a great segue, and it made me think of what I did today. Today I was down here in Madison with the Moms Demand Action Group. It should say grandmas too, right? Grandmas and Moms Demand Action for the common sense gun controls that we know would save lives. You know, we're living in a climate now where people don't feel like their schools are safe. They don't feel like their communities are safe. You know, even on the highways, sometimes you're not safe. There's gunfire, and then they have to shut down the highway. So, you know, the violence part has got us all concerned. So I was here, and it's just feels so good to walk into the Capitol and to be able to have a conversation with my legislator who beat me in the last election. And we can get a picture together, and we can smile together. And he signed on to 3 different bills. Gun control. He's the only Republican that signed on to 2 of them. And one of them is the Extreme Risk Protection Act. So having a relationship with him where we can talk, and we did that right after the election. I had a person that I met, a woman, a mom, right? It's a mom. And she said, let's meet with Bob on gun control issues. So we did that. We pulled together and had a meeting with him back in November. And just being in the Capitol today, feeling like I don't look at a person as a Democrat or a Republican. I look at them as a person, and I think people care. I just have that belief inside of me that people just care. And if they care, we should be able to build a relationship, right?
We hope that our music does help build a relationship, and I brought along a song that I feel like I'm a little nervous about doing it because we haven't done it very often. It's not one of our easiest songs.
Okay.
But before we sing this song, pretend that we're holding up the sign, and we actually do have this sign in real life that says, caution, sarcasm ahead.
Oh, I love it. And can we dedicate this to my nephew and his family? He took his life in May with a gun that he shouldn't have had, and it's just been... It's awful to become a survivor of gun violence.
Painful.
It's painful. So to my family and to anyone out there who has suffered, this one's for you.
Just remember that caution, sarcasm ahead.
Yes, it's very sarcastic. Okay.
Concealed carry law lets me hide it in my bra. It's my gun, my gun. Nothing you can do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my gun. I'm sticking with my gun like sugar to a bun, like birds of a feather we stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my gun. Concealed carry's great if your heart's filled with hate. It's my gun,
my gun, my gun,
my gun.
If my mind isn't sound, no one checks my background. It's my gun,
my gun.
don't want to hear any. Talk of limits, don't want reform or even permits. I don't know how to use it, but I never want to lose it. It's my gun. As a matter of opinion, I think it's fine. This little piece is mine, all mine. As a matter of taste, I think it's good. Guns all over my neighborhood. Nothing you could show would make me say no to my gun, my gun. Nothing you reveal could alter how I feel about my gun. It's fundamental to my honor. The law says carry, and I'm gonna. You best be believing I won't soon be leaving my gun.
Wow. That was
sarcastic.
Sarcastic and good and made you smile. And that's a song we all know and
brings
love.
Up a few points.
It sure does. I'll talk about those now. Yeah.
Well, things like people that are so identified with their guns that they really passionately rebel against any gun safety legislation.
Any reforms, permits, anything. Yeah.
Right.
That's right. So we can get these things changed, I believe, by getting more people involved in finding avenues. So your grannies, so tell me, how many grandchildren? We have to talk a little bit about our children and grandchildren. Right? How many do you have, Rebecca? You want
to... I have 8 grandchildren, okay. Which sort of continues to surprise me. I gave birth 3 times. I have 3 adult offspring. I don't call them kids. I call them my offspring. And 8 grandchildren ranging from 22 years old to 5 years old.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. And how about you?
I always say I help to raise 4 children. And among them, one has a daughter. And then I have another essentially granddaughter who's actually a cousin, but she is a granddaughter of my heart.
That's great. And I have 3 grandsons. They're 11, 9, and 6, and I'm with them every day. I go over there and take them to school, and it keeps me young. But they're also the reason that I want a better society for our kids and grandkids. They're so important.
Absolutely.
To us. And everything does revolve. When you talked before about education, that, you know, the fact that our schools are underfunded, you know, we need to speak up for that, because it's not about choice. It's about children and them getting what they need in our schools, right?
Well, and when you think of guns and what remember when we were kids, at least the 2 of us are old enough, or I'm old enough that I can remember having to go face your locker and in case there was a nuclear bomb, like that was going to really help you. Whereas now the kids have gun drills. Active shooter drills.
They do.
So, but I think it's much more in their face than facing our lockers with new, or hiding under your desk, which is what we had to do in the 40s and 50s.
It's really heartbreaking when you hear teachers and children talk about having to go through those drills, those active shooter drills, those just-in-case drills, and that this issue has come into our children's lives in the way that it has.
We have a heartbreaking song on that, but unfortunately we didn't bring it.
It's okay. Not really a great song for 2 people to try to sing.
Okay. And it definitely isn't funny. I mean, you listen to it and you want to cry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we'll save that for another day. You said something earlier, Rebecca, about the lines and how we don't have fair maps. And that some of this stuff isn't getting changed as a result of that. And maybe talk a little more about that. I couldn't agree with you more. Voting power has been taken away because of this, right?
Absolutely. I would never, ever tell anybody that their vote doesn't count. But it seems to count far more in a few places than it does in many places across the state. What gerrymandering's been done for decades and decades, but we didn't have computers with software programs enabling experts to do it in as extreme a way as it's been done for the last, well, let's not even two decades. I'm going to say the last 12, 13 years. Right. What happened in 2011 is Republicans brought in an expert from out of state who brought his software programs. They huddled in a law office across the street from the Capitol, and they kept moving the lines to make sure that some districts were packed. So they're packed with as many Dems as they can pack into one district, so those Dems can't counterbalance Republican votes in other districts. And then in some of the districts, they did this based on people's previous voting history and on organizations that they belong to. You know, these days there's not much privacy left online, and so there's a huge amount that's known by many individuals. And so what this software program allowed them to do was draw lines so there would be just enough Republican votes in a lot of districts that they'd get, oh, you know, maybe 54%, 56% of the vote in the district, and then, you know, it's an all or nothing thing. It's like, the people that voted for Luann don't get represented this time around because Donovan got more than 50% of the vote. And that's happened in a lot of districts. And so they've done purposeful cracking, which is drawing some really weird boundary lines to make sure that there are just enough Republicans to carry a district.
In the good news department, that is at the Supreme Court level right now. And it's
the state Supreme Court.
The state Supreme Court is looking at a lawsuit challenging the maps again. So it's possible that could get changed pretty soon because people want to be involved. And their vote should matter. Their vote should count. And the evidence, and now, full disclosure, I'm a member of the League of Women Voters for 30 years. And, you know, they do good at doing their research and taking positions based on data and what's going on. And it's pretty easy to know. I mean, everyone can see this, that 50% on statewide races, they're very close. And yet the legislature, that building I was in today, 60% or more.
More than 60%.
More than 60% are Republicans, and only about 30 or 40% are Democrats.
It's a good demonstration how skewed things are.
So skewed.
Well, and the results of that, for people that have been paying attention for more than a decade, is that we have legislators who feel no need whatsoever to listen to their constituents.
That's right. There's no need to, because they have the lines drawn to protect them.
Right.
You know, when I ran, it was such a weird, they gave us half of Greenfield, half of Greendale, and this little slice of Milwaukee, and then Hales Corners. It's just, how do you build community that way as a legislator? It would be difficult to represent Milwaukee and the suburbs, you know, and the different needs in those communities when they should have drawn those lines so that it encompasses as much of a community as it can.
Right.
So there's part of fairness there, right?
Well, and part of the fairness is elections really should be conversations about what the people in the state want or what the people in that particular district want. Elections should be about conversations. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't just be about who's got the biggest pot of money and who's got the most control as a result of the gerrymandering. And we want to bring back competitive districts. The fact of the matter is, in Wisconsin, Republicans are probably always going to have a little bit of an advantage because Democrats are a little bit concentrated in the more urban areas, but those more urban areas include places like Green Bay and Eau Claire. It isn't just Madison and Milwaukee, but we really want competitive districts so that our elections mean something.
So how does someone become a part of the Raging Grannies?
Well, ask.
Just ask.
They go to our website.
Go to the website. Okay.
And there's a way that there's
Google it.
And they email me, actually.
Okay.
And one other granny. We get the mail. And then we write them back and tell them when the next rehearsal is, how to get in touch, how to connect with us. And
all of us have talents out there. And I know when I ran, Chris Porterfield was, by the way, thanks to Chris for the song that's part of our podcast. He organized musicians to put concerts on in and around my district. They were called Birdsong concerts. It was really fun. And then at the very end, they did one at the Cooperage event called We May Well Be the Ones to Turn This World on Its Ear. That's how it went. It's an old song, but they did a great job of using their talent to promote my campaign. And mostly, I think they were promoting civility and hope, because they want things to change, and so do I. So if you're listening out there and you have some musical talent, find a way to plug that in. Is there only one Raging Grannies in the state?
No, no, there's a Milwaukee Raging Granny.
Oh, too. My gosh. I'm going to have to look into
there
that.
There are some women in Sheboygan who have appeared and as their identity, Raging Grannies of Sheboygan. We had a few Northwoods Grannies, but they just didn't hold together.
Yeah, I think there just wasn't a critical mass.
Right, because it does take time. We have two.
You have to practice.
Yeah, right. And we have two regularly scheduled rehearsals a month. And then every so often there are those weeks when we might have two gigs where we appear in addition whatever.
Right, right. It can get pretty, the schedule can get pretty heavy sometimes.
Yeah, it does. But, it is such an energizing, empowering experience. As Barb said, it's really important to be part of a group. So whether you can sing or play the guitar or play the ukulele, find a group of some sort.
Those are popping up everywhere. And this is a great way to sort of close out this podcast, because we've talked a lot about, I've talked to lots of different groups, like the Purse Sisters in Wauwatosa. That's a group that meets and every week, and they write postcards and they make phone calls. And then there's this Motherhood for Good group that sort of got behind Mandela Barnes. And then when he lost, they just changed their name, and they're 10,000 strong now across the nation. These young moms that are very busy. And so I do think there's comfort in numbers and there's power in numbers. And so finding your place to plug in is just sing. What the heck?
And we're always looking for new grant. Every new granny brings something to the group.
Yeah, well, that's that grandma thing too, right?
Can I plug our website?
Absolutely. What's the website?
The website is Raging Grannies of Madison.
Okay.
.org, I think.
And your next performance is?
Well, in Darlington on the 26th, do we have anything on the calendar before we're singing there? Farmers Market in Madison.
This Saturday.
Yep, this coming Saturday.
At 10 p.m. At 10 a.m.
10, yeah, 10 p.m. it'll be a little dark.
No, 10 a.m.
We sing at the corner that's across the street from the Park Inn and the Old National Bank. We're on the square. Those are just across the street.
Well, I will share with you, it's very easy to join them in singing because they're songs we all know. So, well, thank you very much for what you do every day. Thank you for coming up and talking to me at the convention. And thank you for coming in today to do this. And we are actually in the studio in Madison, so I'm with all these great folks that sponsor this program. So thank you all so very much. And to all of you out there, I hope you continue to stay involved or get more involved. And singing is just another great way to do that. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Luann.
Thank you.
Uninterrupted, listen on the Civic Media app, available on Apple and Android.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field. What the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill. And I'll admit, I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of 7 women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.